It's time to look at something for teens, teen drivers. You have one out there that you're looking to buy a car? Well, a new list from Consumer Reports and the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety has identified affordable, safe, and reliable used and new vehicles for teens. We have the president of the IIHS, David Harkey, joining us. I guess, what are the qualifications for a car that's safe and affordable for a teen driver?
Yeah, I think the thing to point out here is that we have a large list of vehicles on our two lists. One is for used vehicles, one is for new vehicles. And, you know, there are lots of options, about more than 50 vehicles on that used vehicle list, almost 30 on the new. Lots of options for parents that are looking for a safe vehicle. And there's really three things that are part of this list. The vehicle has to be safe per our crashworthiness tests that we conduct. It also has to be perform well and be reliable per Consumer Reports testing. And then it has to be affordable. And those are the three things that we try to put together in this list to help parents identify what vehicle is most appropriate for their teen driver.
On this list, I see that you won't find, as they say, anything with excessive horsepower or those that are mini or under a certain weight limit. Talk about the reasons for that.
Yeah, teen drivers need a few years of experience. Any novice driver needs a few years of experience to become a better driver. And teens are certainly one of those categories of drivers that you do not want to tempt by giving them a vehicle that can travel at excessively high speeds or has those capabilities. So we take sports cars off the list. We also take vehicles off this list that have turbochargers and superchargers and, you know, really high-end speed vehicles that are out there in the fleet today. The other thing we remove from the list are extremely large SUVs. So think about your Suburbans, your Expeditions, because those can be really difficult to maneuver and handle, particularly as a novice driver.
David, you mentioned things off the list. What should be on the list?
Well, the things that we put on this list are vehicles that, you know, meet our highest qualifications. In all of our crashworthiness tests, they perform really, really well. They get our highest ratings. They also have the new vehicles have all of the latest collision avoidance technology. So if you think about things like automatic emergency braking, so they have those capabilities. You know, what we're trying to do is to create something where if your teen driver happens to get into a crash, we want them to be as well protected and hopefully not experience an injury. And then, you know, when it comes to collision avoidance systems, we want to help them stay out of a crash. And that's really what we're trying to do with this list. And the other thing I will point out is that even if you're not a teen driver, but you're looking for a good used vehicle, this is a really good starting point for anybody out there.
This year has been sort of tough on some used vehicles. Prices are a bit different. There's a whole different change of what's affordable, I guess. How is that playing into decisions for people this time?
Yeah, and part of the reason we wanted to get this list out now is to really help consumers who are looking for that used vehicle or that affordable new vehicle that has the latest safety features, because we realize it's a tough market right now between the combination of new vehicles that and the supply shortages that we've heard about and seen over the past year, and the increased demand for used vehicles. Inventories just aren't what they used to be. And so, you know, this list will help those consumers that say, well, you know, my first choice is A, but I'm also going to look at this second and third choice if I really need to find something now.
A lot of these cars look like they're just, I'm looking at just a round number, sort of maybe 5 or 6 years back. That's kind of how far you kind of sort of go back into the 20-teens as far as the model year for a lot of those. Is that because there's a lot of new, is that where a lot of the safety stuff really took hold in most of the vehicles?
Yeah, it really is. When you start looking, it's really amazing over time how much safety has improved on vehicles. And so, you know, really, we don't want to go back any further than about 5 or 6 years, in part because that's when we start to see differences in some of the testing that we conduct with regards to crashworthiness. And then, like I said, with the new vehicles, we certainly want to make sure that it has, these vehicles have all of the latest technologies, like lane departure systems and those sorts of things, that will help keep someone out of a collision.
Tell me a little bit more of what the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety does besides put out lists like this as well.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are know us for our top safety picks that we release every year. So we evaluate new cars. We have a new car assessment program. We evaluate more than 200 models of vehicles that come out every year, and we put out a list with what are the best of the best that are out there and available for consumers. But we also do a lot of research in looking at issues like, how do we change behaviors? How do we get people to slow down? How do we get people not to drive while impaired? We do a lot of work in the areas of, how do we improve our infrastructure? What kind of intersections should you be putting in? Should you be installing roundabouts, for example? And what kind of impact does that have on safety? So we have quite a breadth of research that we conduct in addition to our consumer evaluation programs that help drive the auto industry and help consumers and policymakers make better decisions.
David, you mentioned roundabouts. More and more are coming to Ohio, especially in this area. Does your group have a general assessment of roundabouts?
Yeah, roundabouts are one of the most effective infrastructure changes that you can make in our roadway system. Converting from a traditional intersection, either a signal-controlled or a stop-controlled intersection, to a roundabout can reduce fatalities by 80% or more. I mean, that's a huge number. And if you think about it, you're removing that T-bone crash that often occurs at intersections, and you're reducing speeds to a point where if there is a collision, it's a very minor incident, usually without injury. And so it's a very effective intervention that most of the world figured out many decades ago, and we started to figure out in the 1990s. And now you do see a lot more of them, as you said, coming to states, coming to cities.
It not only helps with the safety aspect, it also with traffic flow. It seems that it's a lot of the times congestion, which also sometimes leads to accidents just because of the stop and go that takes place during that time.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes them effective is they're very good at handling the flow at a lot of intersections, much better than the signal control. And then you don't have the cost of operating the signal. There's lots of expense that goes into putting in all the signal and all of the hardware and all the cabling, and then you have to maintain all of that. And so with a roundabout, you remove all of that from your transportation budget.
Right. And as you talked about with new drivers, they have to get used to being on the road, because every time there's maybe odd things that are on the road or just sort of the grade of roads, which can create issues for people who are not kind of as a familiar driver. But sometimes cars can kind of handle that. And that's kind of what this list is all about. The new list from Consumer Reports and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Where can people find this list, David?
So this list is on our website at IIHS.org. And so I would encourage anyone to go there, look at the list, see what, our bottom line is, for a parent, purchase as much safety as you can afford. There's lots of options from $6,000 to $40,000, but purchase as much as you can afford. It's an investment that will pay you back many times over.
Yep, not only just because of that, but just sort of the peace of mind that you know that it's, they're in a vehicle that has a little bit of safety built into it. David, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out today.
Thank you, Craig.
David Harkey joining us for IIHS president, all about the different consumer, the list that's on here as well.